there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger this week is a comedy legend. He's won a Perrier Award, multiple BAFTA Awards, and multiple comedy awards. And now he's got his own podcast, Are We Nearly There Yet? Which is hilarious, just like him. Seats up, tray tables down. It's the one and only Harry Hill. This is the final boarding call for Harry Hill. This is the final boarding call for Harry Hill. Harry Hill. Harry Hill. Final boarding call for Harry Hill. Harry Hill. Harry Hill.
Harry! Harry!
Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Harry Hill. Hello, Harry, love.
Hello, Anne. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Yeah, well, it's actually was recommended to me by by a number of celebrities. Alan Air.
Yeah. It's got that VIP sheen that people like.
Yeah, that roped off area is. I tell you what, I was once in Edinburgh Airport. I was flying back. And there was an area roped off with one person in it, right? So it was big enough for one chair. Oh, guess no. Who was roped behind that chair?
No, who?
Jimmy Carr. Can you believe it? Roped off.
Oh, was he laughing? Is that why they'd roped him off? Yeah, you know that laugh?
No, he was looking very self-conscious because actually it did the opposite of what it had intended.
Yeah.
It attracted attention like a caged animal.
I've got this Madame Tussauds mannequin.
Oh, you're in there, are you?
No, in Blackpool.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm the interactive one. Is yours interactive?
I had an inquiry. It said, and I feel ashamed about this, do you want to be in Madame Tussauds? you know, it's every celebrity's dream.
Of course.
And I said, yeah, of course. And I go and tell everyone, and you're going to be in Madame Tussauds. And it comes back, oh, no, we won't be in the London one because we don't have domestic celebrities in there. It's be the Blackpool one. And I said, you know what? But I went up there. I felt slightly vindicated because Lou and Andy, you know, Little Britain,
yeah,
they're stuck outside in the rain on a chain so no one nicks them.
Yeah. Well, I like the James Bond one with Pierce Brosnan. That's good, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's that's aged well. So listen, what kind of a traveller are you?
I love to travel. I enjoy the flight.
Yeah.
I enjoy the flight as much. You know, I see that as the start of the holiday. You know, the car to the airport.
Yeah.
You know, a little mosey around Dixon's.
Yes.
Have a look at some of the audiovisual leads that are available. Maybe, you know, we always go to Boots, buy some Nurofen, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you get the little... Oh, sorry, little shampoos. I suppose you don't, do you? Like the little travel
Can we
ones.
Move on?
Oh, dear.
You know what I use on this?
What?
Soap.
Soap?
I just use soap. I carry on... I wash my face and I just carry on right to the back of my neck.
Yeah. I mean, what factor do you have to put on for that? For that. Sorry, that's...
So rude.
No, that...
Like you're objectifying me.
Sorry, this has turned into a roast.
Well, I do have
what
a...
What do you put on that? Sorry. That came out wrong. But what do you apply?
Well, moisturising regime.
No, I mean, when you're in the sun, it's a holiday podcast.
Well, I suppose, you know, I never used to... You know, when I was a kid in the 70s, you know, no one put any...
No, you didn't.
You just burnt and you peeled to reveal the tan. You shedded the skin and underneath was the tan. And that is a difficult thing to shake off, those early habits.
Because they're trying to get you now to put that, is it SP, what is it?
All over, all the time.
Yeah. We didn't even put it on when we were like, you know, 30 degrees in Spain.
The great hot summer of 76.
Well, I was born then.
Were you?
Yes. There's a picture of me out on the beach with like burnt skin as a baby.
Yeah. Bright red 12 I was. 1976, the hosepipe man in Kent. I mean, Kent was like a desert. It was like the Kalahari.
Can I just say, that toilet is still going.
Is it the Liberty?
Toilet. Still
you can
jacking.
Come out now, Pete.
No, I can't get the stop cock down.
Well, that is an easy thing to... And what I'll do before I go is
I'll have
a look at it.
No, I know what you're thinking, but it's in the wall and I can't get the thing off.
Well, there should be an access panel.
There's no, could you just have a look at my toilet? I know normally on Alan Air we wouldn't.
Let me get my tools.
Because you know you used to be a doctor. If you're on a flight and someone says, is there a doctor on the plane? Do you have to... Are you obliged to say... You don't want to be differing if someone's dying.
I don't think... I tell you what, that happened to me. It happened to me once. So I was on the way back from from Amsterdam, but it was a publicity, you know, a publishing thing, right? I'm on the plane and this call goes up. Is there a doctor on board? What was that?
No.
Doesn't
that was a door, wasn't it? Oh, it's me. Oh, it's my brother. God.
He sounds like you.
He sounds just like me.
You never give your brother a key.
No. Sorry, Gary, just filming, love. Okay,
So a call goes up. Is there a doctor on board? And I thought, well, I'm the... You know, I hadn't done it for like 20 years at that point. And I thought there'd be another doctor. There's always another, you know, couple of doctors. So I didn't put my hand up. And then they say it again. Is there a doctor on board? So I think, I better put my hand up. So I put my hand up and the air... Hostess, or whatever you call it. What do you call
it? Cabin crew.
Comes over and says, I said, oh, look, I am a doctor. She said, yeah, you're Harry Hill, aren't you? We were just coming to get you, right? So I stand up and I walk back down the... So I'm at the front of the plane, paid for by the publisher. I'm walking to the back of the plane where this character is. And as I'm walking back, everyone's going, go on, Harry, sort him out. Like that, right? So I go to this bloke and he's basically hyperventilating. He has overdosed on the pleasures of Amsterdam. And I don't mean the Anne Frank Museum. And he's hyperventilating, right? And there's a sort of St. John's ambulance bloke has got there before me.
Yeah.
And he's getting him to breathe into a paper bag. So, and I say, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, I'm okay now.
Right.
And I walk back through the cabin and I'm not kidding, everyone applauded. Burst of applause as I walk back, right? And I sit down and the cabin crew bring me four little bottles of those miniature champagne bottles. I felt such a fraud.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It's the reassuring word of the doctor, the hand on your shoulder saying,
wow.
Comforting.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was bad. I never would do that now. I really wouldn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, is there a doctor on board? Is there a doctor on board? Not you. No. Get back in your seat. Not you.
We always ask, have you ever holidayed with any famous people? Has there been anyone on your flight, anyone at your resort, anyone at your hotel?
Well, there have been a few.
Really?
Yeah, and I, because I'm an avid listener of your podcast, and I know you asked this question, so I made a list, and I had actually forgotten a few of them. So obviously we start with Jimmy Carr.
Behind the Velvet Rope.
Now, this is a good one. It was once on a going to Spain, Prince Harry and Janet Street Porter.
Holidaying together?
No.
I was going to say, there's some gossip. Does Meghan know about this, Harry?
You're Harry. Eat your crisps. Eat your crisps. So that's my
All Janet. Right, Harry, how you doing?
You can't do a Janet Street Porter impression.
No, we did an interview and on an audio one for her magazine. They couldn't tell who was who when he came back because it was like, all right, Alan, all right, Sonny. It was like two seagulls having a fight.
So they were on the flight and we had to get off. They told us that we had to order something wrong with the plane. But before they told the passengers, someone came and got Harry off with his bodyguard.
Ooh,
right. And he was about 15, I think.
Was Janet's nose put out a joint because he was scooted off first, did you see?
Well, we went into the airport lounge or whatever it is and had a very nice time with Janet.
Oh, OK.
She's a lovely
Well,
lady.
Now you say that, but I went to Paul O'Grady's memorial and she wrote an article in the Daily Mail and slagged off my outfit. Why would anyone wear that at a memorial?
What was it then?
Well, it was like a Harlequin kind of top.
Yeah.
It was,
she's got a point.
No, it was quite garish. But
for O'Grady.
Exactly. He's, come on. Yeah. I mean, he would have loved it.
He would have loved it.
Yeah, but...
I mean, he would have liked even more you being slagged off for wearing it. Kilroy on a plane.
Okay, yeah, nice.
And we were in the front bit and he was in the back bit. He's got a place out in Spain. Similarly, Richard and Judy twice.
Oh, were they separated or were they Richard up the front, Judy at the back?
No, they were together. They were very much together. In fact, I asked them, I said to Judy, because I met them at the airport and then we got on the same plane. I said, have you got a tip for a book for the holiday?
Oh, yeah, because they do the book club.
And she said, oh, no, don't ask me. Well, that's not very encouraging. We were in a hotel once with, and I've forgotten this one, Edge.
Oh, from
The Edge,
you
sorry,
too, yeah.
To give him his full title.
Yeah. Oh, you too.
Yeah.
Wicked.
When I went to New York, and Magda reminded me that we had room service and there was some chips left over. I forgot all about this. And I wrote a note saying, dear Edge, help yourself. And I put them by the remainder on the remaining chips and left it outside his room. It doesn't sound like me at all. Edge, help yourself.
God, and the list goes on.
Bobby Brown, that same trip.
Bobby Brown, wow.
Yeah. Not the makeup artist.
Whitney.
The other half of Whitney with a big entourage. Four lift loads of entourage.
Yeah.
Cliff
Richard.
And Nasty Nigel.
Going to Barbados.
In Barbados, yeah.
I hired a place. I was next door to Cliff Richard.
Were you?
And you know what my friends kept doing as I went to the toilet? Putting Millennium Prayer on Spotify and turning the speaker around.
Did you say hello?
Yes, he took me for dinner. And he was lovely. Very charming and lovely.
Yeah, he signed a calendar for my mum. John McEnroe. We're on the plane. And you know what it is, that thing where you're slightly self-conscious on the plane. I mean,
you can't be serious, you didn't.
I didn't. But it's less so, obvious, you know, less so now. I'm more if you're John McEnroe than perhaps me. But you're sitting in the, you know, and perhaps you've got a hat on or something. You just don't want necessarily, you're with your family, you don't want to be identified. And what sometimes happens is that the member of the cabin crew comes around and says, and draws attention to you in front of everyone. So this time he goes, hello, Dr. Hill, welcome aboard, nice to see you again. And then turns, and Mr. McEnroe. I mean, and everyone's saying, where?
Oh, you know, no.
Yeah. Yeah. He seemed really annoyed.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. He just looked at the floor the whole time.
It's funny when you are sat next to a celebrity, because I was quite nervous and David Furnish was near me on the flight. And I went up to the toilet and there was a queue, so I was sort of like, near him. And I went, oh, where are you flying to? And he went, LA. It was nice, but it was like LA. And I was like, oh, shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to get a parachute and get off here before we arrive.
It's not a request stop. Who else?
The list goes on.
Chris Evans.
Oh, right, Chris Evans, yes.
That was not a very good one.
Oh, no, what?
We were in this... We'd been to this hotel a couple of times, and then we... There was a lot of noise and the TV on very loud in the sort of bar area. And it was Chris Evans, and he was very much sort of took it over a bit. Tuned to the football, making a big sort of, you know...
Okay.
TFI Friday type thing. And he blanked me at the... At the breakfast bar. Either that or he's
going to know what you... Surely.
He would do.
Yes.
I would have thought. Anyway. Peter Jones.
Dragon's Den.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got a house nice. In LA. Was you at that too in America?
No, this was in Mauritius.
Oh, hello.
With all the where they ate all the dodos. Vanessa Feltz and her...
This is just going to be a list of names. Partner. We need to move on.
You did ask.
I'm being facetious. That's great.
Good going.
Because some people struggle on here. Mm. We've had a Jeremy Kyle here, haven't we? And like a Jane McDonald there. But that is an extensive list. That is amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd just like to announce to you that this is a celeb-only flight. Harry Hill is flying with us today. And he only holidays with celebrities. None of you oi polloi scum. Thank you.
Three great words. Free fries Friday. Especially when they're used in that exact order. Get a free medium fries with $1 minimum purchase. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid one time on Fridays at participating McDonald's through 12/31/24. Excludes tax, must opt into rewards.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams, so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Thank you so much for coming on my podcast, and I'm coming on your podcast soon, and I can't wait.
Well, everyone's got a podcast, Alan.
Yes.
And I'm late to the party.
Mm.
And so I waited until I thought I came up with a gap in the market.
Yeah.
All right? Because it seems to me there's a lot of podcasts where it's two comedians, often two comedians chatting.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, you know, like you say, open-ended, and you know, some of them can go on for 2 or 3 hours. And so mine is a family-friendly one. I figured if you've got your kids in the car,
yep,
you wouldn't necessarily be able to listen even to this one. Perhaps this particular
one. No, there's a bit of effing and jeffing sometimes, which I'm not proud of.
Making any judgment about that, but I think it's it's called Are We There Yet? And it's like free babysitting.
Yeah.
We have a celebrity guest on, yourself, is coming on. And we have a theme.
Yeah.
So we've done ants, which was very good.
Yeah.
The moon we've done. Rats. Yeah. So it's a thing where it's sort of interest. It's...
Wait a minute. Have I got to come up with a theme?
No, we get an expert on.
Oh, okay.
We get an expert on. And it's so it can be quite funny because we can be just sort of, you know, messing pulling his leg a bit,
Mickey
in a gentle way.
Oh, that sounds good.
But weirdly, it's also very interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you get the right expert, they know what you're talking about.
Because it's all about travel games as well in the car.
It's, yeah, there's a...
Do you ever play Mini Pinch?
What's that?
When you see a mini, you grab the inside of the person's thigh and squeeze it.
No, I never played
that. Mini Pinch.
Mini Pinch.
If you see a yellow car, you punch him in the shoulder.
Yeah, we do that.
If you see a yellow mini... pinch and a punch.
Yeah.
And then I did some little, because I'm excited about going on your podcast, so I did a little one. And then there's cat slap. If you see a cat, then you slap someone.
Where did you get these? I never heard of them.
No, they don't. And then taxi poke. If you see
now
a taxi...
You make, now
no!
Making
listen!
Cat slap, taxi poke. Moped punch.
Dog head butt. this is true. We used to play it. The other lot, I sort of did a bit of research, but mini pinch, grabbing the inside of the thigh. Because I drive a mini, so I wonder how many times I've, you know, caused people to pinch themselves, both as a celebrity and as a driver of a mini.
Yeah. Well, we play a game on the show, not every week, but we could do with you. It's called Name the Seed.
All right.
Where we have a selection of seed packets, and I take one of the seeds out and you have to name it.
Oh my God.
Name the seed, name the seed.
Yeah.
Name the seed. But at one point, if you want to, you can change the seed.
Yeah.
Change the seed.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. I have been enjoying it.
Yeah. So. Oh, do I bring my seed along?
No, we provide the seed. And if you don't get it right, you take the seed home and you plant it. And that's the way you find out.
Oh,
what the seed was.
So it's a slow burner.
It's a slow burner for you.
Oh, it was garlic.
It's a slow burner for you, but I reveal to the listening
public. Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't wait to play this. Now, listen, back to holidays. Have you ever had a holiday romance when you were younger? Is there like a young girl in Greece or Benidorm looking out to the sea of the horizon?
No, there was never. I never had a holiday romance. You know, there were girls that I sort of... You know, I was very shy.
I can't believe that.
I was a shy boy. You know, I just never would have approached anyone. You know, I admired from afar, I'm afraid, Anna.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, you very kindly sent me some videos of some of the places that you stayed at. Talk us about the one with the diggers.
Perhaps I should play that in, that noise.
Shall we?
Should
yes.
I? Have we got it on your phone?
Yeah, I've got it.
So we were staying in this, which were the diggers.
Well, I mean, or hotel camp.
I don't mind. We were in this resort in Barbados. Actually, Beppe and his girlfriend were there. You know,
another celeb.
Beppe DeMarco. What's his name? Anyway, we were there, but we were sitting around the pool, and all this digging was going on. And there's a video of basically the pool, and then I swing the camera around and there's a mini digger and then a great big truck offloads a load of rubble.
Shall we play it here?
Michael Greco, and he was going out with that Page Three girl at the time.
Oh, look at me feigning interest. Oh, my favourite. Okay.
That is the noise by the pool. Sounds like the M25.
Oh, and that's really close. Look how close the digger is.
It's what, 20 feet away?
Yeah, they should have told you that's happening.
They should have.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, now there's another one, a red one.
Yeah, there's a big truck and then later on there's another little green one.
I love that the lady next to just continuing to read her book. She's just trying to drown out the noise.
Then a little boy runs up, isn't he? And his dad is down watching for a while.
Oh, yeah, he's there now.
Yeah, he ran the kids' club.
And then tell us about hotel camp in Helsinki.
Oh, yeah, well, this is more recent, because that was back in the middle 90s.
You said 1999.
Yeah.
And that was Barbados, yeah.
That was Barbados. And then we were in Helsinki relatively recent. And this is like the top hotel in Helsinki, we were told, the Camp Hotel. But okay, there was all this drilling noise going on in the room, I don't know, above or next door. And here's the proof. Can you hear that?
Yes. Yeah.
I know.
It's quite sinister.
Really?
Yeah. You get them, don't you, in like serial killer documentaries.
Yeah, if you're living next to Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
That's annoying.
Yeah. And we phoned down and they were really unsympathetic. I mean, that's an open and shut case.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in a, I don't know.
Do you complain?
Well, I'm embarrassed to complain, but Magda...
Yeah. Do you wind up Magda and she does the complaining?
She doesn't need any winding up. She's straight down there. She will get anything. She's taken stuff back to Peter Jones, John Lewis, without the receipt, you know, 3 months after the guarantees, you know, the warranties passed. And the trick is, she says, is just to make them know that you're not going anywhere.
Oh.
Right, so you stand there and you just keep trying to kick it up the chain. Do they say, oh, well, I'll have to call the manager? Yes, call the manager. Meanwhile, a queue is developing, and in the end, they just want to get rid of you.
Because when the queue comes, they start panicking. Mm. Mm. Yes.
So those were the two standout holiday disappointments.
And are you quite adventurous? Will you have, like, did you try the street food, you know, snails, frogs, legs? Are you quite...
Well, Magda always says her mum said, never eat anything out of a van.
What do you mean?
A van.
A van. Yeah, I've heard of a van.
Yeah.
What is this?
So, no, we you know, we're very safe in our holiday options.
So you won't have, like, a local delicacy? Like, if you're in Mexico, have crickets or, like...
No, I wouldn't do that, no. I've not been to... We don't even... We're very... what's the word? Not safe, but very conservative in where we go. So we tend to go sort of Europe. We do sort of city breaks, and then we do, like, what I call a lying down holiday. So we might do, you know... We just come back from Amsterdam, funnily enough. And then we'll go off to, you know, Lanzarote, perhaps for Easter.
Nice.
So, you know, a bit of south of France. Nothing too adventurous.
Few celebrities.
Yeah, see who we can spot.
Yeah. Because you told me, what's that hotel you told me about in the south of France? All the literary people went. You love it there. Is it Hotel de Rive?
Belle Reve. Have you been there?
No, but it's on my thing. And didn't the F. Scott Fitzgerald's there and Zelda and all that?
Yeah, that was their summer retreat. He rented it. When it was a villa, he rented that place for a couple of years, I think. Yeah, we like it all around there. That's where I saw Richard and Judy out on the pavement outside the Belle Reve.
Oh. There's always a celebrity attack.
I never expected that.
No.
So, yeah, so we're quite conservative, I'd say. You know, I like to go on a holiday where I can walk around, go to an art gallery or something.
Yes.
Magda prefers lying down in the sun.
Ah, right.
Listening to her music.
Yes, I'm a bit like that. I like going out and about. So tell us, what is your pet hate when you go to hotel rooms? Is it a smelly room? Is it, well, obviously drilling is quite high up there.
Well, we, and this is so OAP, but we take a kettle now.
Oh, no.
Two mugs and our own tea. It's tragic.
Oh, my God.
It's tragic. I know. But you'll be the same when you're my age, Alan, in whatever it is, 12 years' time. And the first thing, we get to the hotel and we're thinking, so how do we get the milk?
Yeah.
So we go out and we find a little mini mart or something. We buy a small bottle of milk that lasts us the week. Keep it in the mini bar.
Oh, my God. Don't they have kettles in the room?
A lot of them do, but occasionally one won't. And then, you know, you don't want to then have... We did have to do that one year. We had to go to the supermarket or the department store and buy one.
Can I just say, I do sort of agree with you because I love my tea. How much tea do I drink? Loads of tea. Yeah,
you can't get a good cup of tea.
I know,
tea
but
anywhere.
I don't want to pay... This is me sounding tight, but I don't want to pay €5 or €6 for a cup of tea every time.
I don't care if there is a little biscuit on the side of it. No. No, sorry.
Yeah, good for you.
And also, you want your own tea.
What is it, tea? Is it Yorkshire tea? Yorkshire tea. Yorkshire Gold's the best one.
PG Tips Gold, which you have to get on the internet. You can't often get it in the supermarkets. It's a tip for everyone.
You're full of
tips, Cole. It's what the edge drinks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in 3 delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk, so you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
And what is on your bucket list?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where do you want to be? Well, say you're 100, you're sitting there, you've got your kettle boiling, you've got your...
I've got enough milk in the fridge to last me the rest of my
Becky's
days.
Becky's just walked past your balcony, still going.
Where do you Beppe, want to be? Put a towel on one of the lounges for me.
But where do you want to be?
Well, what, like if you're very old?
What, yeah, I mean, well, what's your place where you go and you think, you said South for France then. Do you like going back there? Does that make you feel...
I like the south of France. I like the Italian coast. But you know what, Alan? I like the North Kent coast as well.
Oh.
You know, I'm from Kent. Is it wrong to love your home county?
No. It's lovely. And Whitstable's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. We spend a lot of time in Whitstable. And I think when the weather's nice in this country, there's no finer place to be, is there?
That's beautiful. And would you say that is like a hidden UK... It's not a hidden UK gem, is it? Everyone knows about Whitstable.
Whitstable is pretty much... It's got a bit too trendy, to be honest. Yeah. It's, you know, in the summer...
No, I've heard a rumour Janet Street Porter lives down
there. She does, yeah. Yeah, because we...
Have you ever seen her there?
Yes. We met on that plane.
Are you stalking me?
And then I bumped into her in the post office. Yeah,
well, after she slagged off my outfit... Should get, if I ever see her in Whitstable, I will have a word, because I like that Harlequin.
I'll say, if I see her, I'll say.
You've upset Alan.
Yeah, he's very upset, you know, Janet, about what you said about his funeral. It makes you very self-conscious about your next funeral.
I know, I might leave the Harlequins at home. I mean, I'm making it sound gross, but maybe it was a bit too zigzaggy for a funeral. Mm. But I thought, you know, camp, extravagant, it's Paul O'Grady.
Yeah. And also, if you're dealing with... You know, if you're going to a funeral and you're dealing with grief, you've now got to also deal with the whole issue of what to wear, feeling insecure and lacking confidence.
Before we start our descent, can you tell us your most luxurious holiday? Where have you been and you've gone, oh, Harry? Oh.
Well, you know...
I mean, I don't want you to feel self-conscious because I know we live in a cost of living crisis and all. But no, we had Nick Grimshaw in here and he said that they made... The sand.
He seems to be always on holiday. I follow him on Instagram.
Yes.
He's always on.
He was in Japan for nearly a month. What's going on?
Yeah. Scrolling through his pictures.
I know. Yeah. I think I take a lot of holidays, but you go on Instagram, everyone's always away.
Mm. Where would he said
in Mauritius, he said they made the sand out of marble. So don't feel embarrassed to stop it heating. So I thought that was really... I mean, I wonder how much is he getting paid?
He doesn't even have a job at the moment.
I earn a good wage and I can't afford
marble. He's paying
marble.
Down all his savings. All that Radio 1 money.
Marble sand.
Yeah.
I need to be a bit more pushy with my holidays, I think. I'm happy for like a little chocolate or like you said, like a biscuit by the side of the tea.
Well, you do remember the holidays, don't you? You remember the holidays more in some ways than the work, you know? I mean, like the work can be fun, but it's actually the holidays.
Have you had a pillow menu? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, never.
You can select what pillow you want, soft, firm
Never.
Or medium?
No.
Yes, you haven't licked it.
No. Where's... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, you're too busy down the mini-mart getting your getting your milk.
Getting my snacks. Yeah. We went to Bermuda, which was very nice.
Oh, lovely.
We went with the kids, although I had to save my youngest daughter from drowning because she fell in the swimming pool. I had to jump in fully clothed.
Oh, God, keep it light.
I didn't really say from that. She fell in the pool. I jumped in, got her out straight away.
So. Oh, okay, that's good, yes.
We once went to Antigua? Antigua, and then we flew on to New York. That was a really...
Oh, that's extravagant.
That was very expensive. I mean, any time you go to the Caribbean...
Yes.
It's costing you an arm and a leg,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah. But it's beautiful, isn't it?
That was another one. We went that same one where Chris Evans was. You remember when Simon Cowell hitched up with Lauren?
Yes, it was on the jet ski.
He was in Sandy Lane, but she was in our hotel, which is like two hotels down. Sandy Lane is like the most expensive hotel. And it was all this... See, Magda's always on the Mail Online. Right? She's looking, she's saying, who's this? And she's seeing this, and she sees her at breakfast across the table. So she's sort of sidling up to her and Lauren is being very, oh yeah, I'm seeing Simon later. And she's sort of, this kind of, she's sort of earwigging to see if she can get the information.
I love Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a lovely thing to do is to go to Christmas in the Caribbean.
Yes, of course.
I mean, it's enormously expensive. You know, you could buy a flat. But what a treat.
Yeah, and you work hard for it.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Right, we're about to start our descent. Time now for a quick fire quiz, okay? Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go on holiday with me or to prison?
Oh, I'd rather go on holiday with you, Alan.
Thank you. Mojito or mint tea?
Mint tea.
Nudist or not on your Nelly? Do you have a skinny dip?
Never, no.
Really surprised me.
No, never. No, I wouldn't do that. Well, you can't, no.
Not really. Everyone's got a camera these days.
Yeah.
Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
I'm Too Shy. I'm a family entertainer.
Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal? Do you like getting out and about doing cultural things or would you rather stay?
I've been to the Taj Mahal. I mean, this was, I did like a medical elective in India, 2 months.
What's a medical elective?
Well, I was working in a hospital in New Delhi.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
I might put you forward for a Pride of Britain award.
Yeah.
Is that part of the training then? You have to go to India and
you could go anywhere you wanted. So some people went to Australia or, you know, my little mate went to Tonga. I went to New Delhi.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I've said this before, but don't you think the Taj Mahal, don't you think it's really calming there? Don't you think it's got like a real energy there?
I didn't feel that, no. It's swarming with tourists.
Well, no, even though that, I still felt it was quite...
I thought it was sort of a bit dirty. I thought it would be a bit cleaner than that. It felt like it needed a bit of a wipe down.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you quite good at tipping?
I'm happy to tip.
That's nice.
If, you know, I would always tip and it would take a lot for me to withhold a tip. I don't know if I've ever...
What about if there was massive diggers next to where you were sunbathing?
Well, who would you tip? The digger driver? Yeah, that's 20 quid, go away. Yeah, no, I think it's a nice
that's
feeling.
That's all right, it's only a quick fire quiz. You don't have to justify it. Thank you so much. If you'd like to go and pick your emotional baggage from the carousel. Thank you. Richard and Judy, we'll be waiting for you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Harry. That was brilliant. And don't forget to check out his brand new podcast. Are we nearly there yet? Thanks for listening, guys. And don't you ever forget, fly for me.